Good evening, welcome to Audio Mode Day 10. This is really a quick update because honestly I have been doing things today, been a bit distracted, and I just realised that it's close to 11 p.m. my time and that I still haven't actually done anything for Audio Mode today. So, Audio Mode Day 10, 2018. My name is Monique, I'm the Crazy Dachi. Yeah, now I'm properly started. Right. So I've noticed, for some whatever reason, Anchor has turned all my lovely stereo recordings that I've sent, that I've made available, into mono, which means that a lot of things don't remotely sound the way they were supposed to sound, which is a great shame. I'm going to think about how I'm going to sort of fix that, but maybe I will just re-release them again and post them elsewhere and see what I can do. At least the short ones can maybe still go on Audio Boom, as I see that people are still using it. Gonna have to see whether I can. Or maybe I need to find another way to post this stuff, because I like Anchor, but if it posts everything in mono, you know, that's not good. I mean, I can live with the fact that they put this message at the end of every file. This podcast has been produced using Anchor. If you want your own podcast, lolly, lolly, lolly. I don't mind that. I can live with that, you know. They make my life easy by producing all these things, getting all this everywhere where I want it to go, and taking all the work from me. And they do it all for free, so they do deserve a little bit of promotion, you know. But that they sort of make all my nice stereo. By the way, this isn't stereo. This doesn't matter. Oh, it is stereo, sort of. But it still doesn't really matter because I'm not using a stereo microphone. But if to use all my stereo audio and turn it mono, I'm not entirely certain why they're doing that. So, yeah. I've noticed that. When was that? I think I noticed yesterday, and I went, whoa, what? So, yeah, there we go. I'm walking Cindy, and nicely behind the apartment buildings right now, although I started recording this in the street, just outside my apartment building. And since this is just a bit of a rambling thing, sort of evening thought, I just decided to do it easily and record like this. So, let me see. Tomorrow is another long day. I have another tulip garden to host on the Phoenix and Three Eyes Radio across the Net Radio group. I have the theme night to host on Monday evening, in the evening, late, which Alice is not there because she's on holiday. And in fact, that means that, Hoof is helping me out, Phil's brother. But it probably means I'm going to have to do a lot of the things myself. So I'm going to be really tired. So it's going to be one of these days. I'll probably use one of the choir recordings from either last or this year for my Audio Mode contribution. I still have a few nice ones that I could use. So, yeah, we'll see how we go with that. And for the rest, today I've been writing a book. I started writing again in December last year. I read a book, which actually was a German book, but it has been translated. It's called Paradox. On the edge of... Oh, dear. Yeah. There goes my German to English translation, but it's by Philip P. Peterson, and it's been translated. You can find it in you can find it on the Audible store and places like that. It's called Paradox, and it's there's two books, but I'm not sure the second one has been translated yet. I've been reading those, and they've inspired me to do a bit of writing myself, so I've started a new space adventure sort of story, science fiction thing, in the not too distant future. But yeah. Well, that is never going to be published. It's never going to see the light of day. But that's okay. I'm not upset about that. I didn't start writing for people to read it. I started writing because I was missing inspiration. And I hadn't written anything other than my diary in a long time. And I've always felt that writing has been something that I needed to do, because it then leads to other things that inspire me. So I've been picking that up again. Been writing a few nice things. I've been up to chapter 8 now, and we're finally getting in space. So, you know, yeah, it's one of these stories that has a pretty good part where everything still happens on Earth. And I haven't even really figured out where I want this to go. So, yeah, it's fun to do. So, yeah, I hope I didn't make you all guys too curious for a story that you'll never read. Isn't that so? If that ever had to be published, then someone had to go translate it. And trust me, and my writing style is a little iffy. But that's okay. You know, there's lots of things we do. And if everything needs to always be serious and worth publishing, that could be frustrating, but sometimes we can just have a little bit of, you know, fun with things that we do. So that's what I've been doing: groceries, listening to the radio, doing other random things, and nothing amazingly special, but it's just one of these days where I've been doing one thing or another all the time. And yeah, there you go. So, I'm gonna close it here and leave it here for you. I'm nearly back home. Sydney has had a nice little walk. And that means I'm going to go to bed pretty soon after I've made this lovely audio available for you guys. Excuse me. So, hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've had a lovely day. And see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye. Good evening. Welcome to Audio Mode Day 10. This is really a quick update because, honestly, I have been doing things today, been a bit distracted, and I just realised that it's close to 11 p.m. my time, and that I still haven't actually done anything for Audio Mode today. So, Audio Mode Day 10, 2018. My name is Monique. I'm the Crazy Dutchie. Yeah, now I'm properly started. Right. So I've noticed, for some whatever reason, Anchor has turned all my lovely stereo recordings that I've sent, that I've made available, into mono, which means that a lot of things don't remotely sound the way they were supposed to sound, which is a great shame. I'm going to think about how I'm going to sort of fix that, but maybe I will just re-release them again and post them elsewhere and see what I can do. At least the short ones can maybe still go on audio boom, as I see that people are still using it. Gonna have to see whether I can. Or maybe I need to find another way to post this stuff, because, I like Anchor, but if it posts everything in mono, you know, that's not good. I mean, I can live with the fact that they put this message at the end of every file: this podcast has been produced using Anchor. If you want your own podcast, lolly lolly lolly. I don't mind that. I can live with that, you know. They make my life easy by producing all these things, getting all this everywhere where I want it to go, and taking all the work from me. And they do it all for free, so they do deserve a little bit of promotion, you know. But that they sort of make all my nice stereo. By the way, this isn't stereo. This doesn't matter. Or this stereo, sort of. But still doesn't really matter, because I'm not using a stereo microphone. But if to use all my stereo audio and turn it mono, I'm not entirely certain why they're doing that. So, yeah. I've noticed that. When was that? I think I noticed yesterday, and I went, whoa, what? So, yeah, there we go. I'm walking Cindy, and nicely behind the apartment buildings right now, although I started recording this in the street, just outside my apartment building. And since this is just a bit of a rambling thing, sort of evening thought, I just decided to do it easily and record like this. So, let me see, tomorrow is another long day. I have another tulip garden to host on the Phoenix and Three Eyes Radio, across the Net Radio group. I have the theme night to host in on Monday evening, in the evening, late, which Alice is not there because she's on holiday. And in fact, that means that, Luke is helping me out, Phil's brother. But it probably means I'm going to have to do a lot of the things myself. So I'm going to be really tired. So it's going to be one of these days. I'll probably use one of the choir recordings from either last or this year for my audio mode contribution. I still have a few nice ones that I could use. So, yeah, we'll see how we go with that. And for the rest today, I've been writing a book. I started writing again in December last year. I read a book, which actually was a German book, but it has been translated. It's called Paradox. On the Edge of... Oh, dear. Yeah. There goes my German to English translation, but it's by Philip P. Peterson, and it's been translated. You can find it in you can find it on the Audible store and places like that. It's called Paradox, and it's there's two books, but I'm not sure the second one has been translated yet. I've been reading those, and they've inspired me to do a bit of writing myself, so I've started a new space adventure sort of story, science fiction thing, in the not too distant future. But yeah, well, that is never gonna be published. It's never gonna see the light of day, but that's okay. I'm not upset about that. I didn't start writing for people to read it. I started writing because I was missing inspiration, and I hadn't written anything other than my diary in a long time, and I've always felt that writing has been something that I needed to do, because it then leads to other things that inspire me. So I've been picking that up again, been writing a few nice things. I've been up to chapter 8 now, and we're finally getting in space. So, you know, yeah, it's one of these stories that has a pretty good part where everything still happens on Earth. And I haven't even really figured out where I want this to go. So, yeah, it's fun to do. So, yeah, I hope I didn't make you all guys too curious for a story that you'll never read. Isn't that... So, if that ever had to be published, then someone had to go translate it. And trust me, and my writing style is a little iffy. But that's okay. You know, there's lots of things we do, and if everything needs to always be serious and worth publishing, that could be frustrating. But sometimes we can just have a little bit of, you know, fun with things that we do. So that's what I've been doing. Groceries, listening to the radio, doing other random things. And nothing amazingly special, but it's just one of these days where I've been doing one thing or another all the time. And yeah, there you go. So I'm gonna close it here and leave it here for you. I'm nearly back home. Cindy has had a nice little walk, and that means I'm going to go to bed pretty soon after I've make this lovely audio available for you guys. Excuse me. So, hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you've had a lovely day. And see you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.